So often I get the question, is Bud Kraling really a weatherman, or does he just read some information prepared for him by someone else? Where do you get your weather from, Bud?
Well, a lot of it comes out of the West.
I mean, all those charts and graphs and instruments you use.
Oh, well, they don't mean very much. I usually call the Weather Bureau.
Call the Weather Bureau?
Yeah, I say, hi there, what's the weather, and I write it down, and then I say it out loud to the folks.
Well, don't you have to study the high and low pressure systems and the occluded fronts and the stationary troughs and all that sort of thing?
Well, they have a way of working out.
What has a way of working out?
Well, those things, whatever you said, those fronts, those things.
Yeah. What kind of education does one need to be a television weatherman?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, such a technical subject as meteorology, it must require some special training.
Oh, well, just living here in Minnesota is an education in the weather.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, like in the summertime, I go outside and the sky is dark and I know it's going to rain.
Yeah, if it doesn't rain?
Well, then we'd go on a picnic.
When did you first get the idea that you wanted to be a television weatherman?
Oh, I was a lad in grade school, and I'd wear my raincoat, and it wouldn't rain.
Uh-huh.
And then I wouldn't wear it, and it would rain.
So?
Well, I knew I was qualified right there to be a weatherman.
This is kind of disappointing, really, to find out that you're not...
I get tired of people talking to me about the weather all the time, really. Why don't you ask me about my hobbies or current events?
What about current events?
Well, I'm not so hot on current events. I never listen to you when you're doing the news. I'm working on the weather.
Yeah, I understand. The folks on the street, people on the street you see all the time, what's the question most frequently asked?
Well, in the summertime they ask me, is it hot enough for you? Mm-hmm. And then in the wintertime they say, is it cold enough for you?
And what do you answer?
Yeah, it is.